Good morning. We've got a great audience this morning, and we're very thankful for all of our visitors. We're so pleased that you've chosen to come and worship with us. I'm very excited about seeing a large number of our Freed Hardeman students. Most of them have been working really hard all weekend, and I do mean all weekend. They are probably a sleepy, tired group this morning, but then they would fit in with us old people in that regard anyway, I'm sure. But thank you for coming and being a part of our audience this morning. This morning, I want us to think about the opportunities that we have as we continue our daily Bible reading. Every quarter, we have a different challenge. We thought for the first 3 months about growing together in knowledge. And I would like for us this morning to think about the second quarter, growing together in faith. That's a difficult challenge for all of us. It may seem like difficult to people that are out there somewhere and do not really have a good grasp of God's Word, but even for people who have a good grasp of God's Word and you know a great deal about what it says and much about what it means to us, living that faith every day in life and growing in the ability to use what we know and what we understand is so vital. And we are often not very good at that. Sometime back, there was a book entitled Why Americans Are Afraid of the Wrong Things. And I was just taking a look at some of the things that this author listed that we are afraid of in our world. You could add to that list over and over again. If we just went around the room, we wouldn't have room on 15 slides probably to list the things that we're afraid of. But here are things that we are going to have with us, and we can live a life of absolute fear if we choose, but God wants us to live a life of faith. We're afraid of crime. It's amazing. I was visiting my friend Milton Tucker, and he was telling me about a murder-suicide, and he said, a murder-suicide in Jacks Creek, Tennessee. We just have a hard time believing that crime is right here with us, and it is all around us. Everywhere we go, you can't go get a barbecue at Jack's Creek and get away from crime. It's everywhere. And as we think about that, we have to choose how we live life. Drugs are everywhere. It is quite likely that there's someone in this room who struggles with drugs of some kind. There are people, perhaps, who are struggling with illegal kinds of drugs, but there are likely people in this room, more than those struggling with illegal drugs, that are struggling with legal drugs and the difficulties that we have in the challenge of using drugs to take care of all of our ills, many of which are not physical in nature. But we think about everything that is out there. There are many, many things that we fear. What we want to do, I hope, in this quarter is to grow in our faith. And I want to make three suggestions that we could use as we think about this challenge, three things on which to concentrate as we develop our faith and we grow in our faith together. We have to be confident. If you remember the reading just a few moments ago, verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 5 says, we are also confident. Is that how you feel about your faith this morning? Is that how you feel about life? I was studying Genesis, the book of Genesis, with my class at 7:30 each morning, and one of the things that I've pointed out is that the greatest people of faith fear. When Abraham in Genesis 20 goes down to Gerar and he is confronted with the idea that they might want his wife, they conspire to lie as they did back in chapter 13 when they went down to Egypt. And when Abraham was trying to explain why he did what he did, when he was trying to justify himself for letting everyone think that Sarah was just his sister, she was indeed his half-sister, but he wanted them to think just that. She's not my wife, she is my sister. And he was afraid they would take his life. And here is what he said. I was afraid that the fear of the Lord was not in this place. And you see, Abraham is like so many of us. We make judgments and we make decisions based on fear. And we most often make mistakes if that is the primary motivating factor in our decision-making process. We want to concentrate on faith, not fear. When you read the book of Daniel, you're going to see some outstanding illustrations of faith. When you read about Daniel and you read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you're going to see outstanding illustrations of faith under extreme threat, the threat of annihilation from this world. They had good reason to be afraid. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were going to be cast into a fiery furnace so hot when the men tried to cast them in, the men themselves who were throwing them in were burned to death. Daniel was indeed tossed into a den of lions. We cannot feature that kind of fear. But in chapter 11, verse 32, this text says, "The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." People of faith, not people of fear. If we are people of fear, we're not going to be able to function and we're not going to be able to do what God wants us to. In chapter 3, with regard to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, here is what they said in the face of the threat of being thrown into the fiery furnace. They said, "Our God is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us. But if not, we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image." They knew where they were going. They knew what they were going to do. They knew what they believed. They knew who they believed, and they knew why they believed it. And so they trusted. And God did great and amazing things for them to show us that we need to have faith. And then we remember Paul's encouragement to Timothy. Paul was going to leave this world, and he was going to leave this young man that Paul had trained and had had with him. I can't imagine the sadness that was in the heart of Timothy, the fear of having to face everything that he saw Paul face. Now Timothy's going to have to stand alone. And there are many concepts in this particular statement. But as we think about it this morning, think about concentrating on our faith and not on our fears. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We need great faith rather than great fear if we want to accomplish what God would have us to accomplish, not just in this quarter as we concentrate on growing together in faith, but what He wants us to accomplish in all of our lives. A second suggestion that I want to encourage us is to concentrate in a greater way on people, not pleasure. It is so easy to get caught up in the world. The world is a very pleasurable place. There are many things that delight us and please us. And there are many people that disturb us and upset us and hurt us and do all manner of things evil against us. But God wants us to concentrate on people. Our faith, as we grow in faith, it will lead us to concentrate on people. Those people that we don't really want to be around, we need to be around. Those people that we just have a distaste for, we need to have a taste for in the sense of teaching them about God and helping them to live life in a good way. We need a greater concentration on people over against pleasure. When we read this great message that Peter was preaching to the household of Cornelius, he speaks of Jesus as one who went about doing good. He went about doing good for other people, to other people, with other people. Jesus came into the world to seek and to save lost people. He wasn't worried about our little sweet pets. He wasn't worried about the endangered species in the world in terms of some animal when He came into the world. Of course, He loves them. He created them. And there's a purpose for those animals. But God's interest and His concentration was on people He came to seek and to save that which was lost. We need to be, as Paul encouraged the Romans in chapter 12 and verse 10, we need to be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Boy, I think if you had seen me with my five brothers, there were six boys, if you had seen us at times, you would wonder if there were any love to be shared between us. But if you could see us now, you'd know that there really was and there is. What a great blessing. And we need to be devoted to each other as brothers and sisters in this family of God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we need to, as Paul encouraged the Galatian brethren in chapter 5 and verse 13, we need to be serving one another, concentrating on people, not just serving ourselves. God wants you to take care of you, but He wants you to be in the business of concentrating on people and taking care of other people. Paul continued in this great book of Galatians in chapter 6 and verse 2 when he encourages us to bear one another's burdens, and in so doing, we're going to be fulfilling the law of Christ. That's what he came to do. He came to bear our burdens, a burden that we could not bear on our own. There are people all around us who have such a difficult time bearing burdens on their own. So may we concentrate on faith and not fear. And may we concentrate on people and not pleasure. And may we concentrate on seeking and not sitting. As we think about this context, we have lots and lots of seeking to do if we're going to grow in our faith in this quarter as we read through this part of the New Testament that's designated for this quarter. When we think about that, Isaiah said, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." God is not far from any one of us, Paul tells us as he preaches the great sermon in Acts chapter 17. He's not far from any one of us. We can find him if we seek him. We can do what we need to do. We can be who we need to be, and we can have that relationship with God, that close relationship with God, but we must choose it, and we must seek it. We've already mentioned in Luke 19 and 10, Jesus himself was a seeker. He didn't come into the world to sit and to be served. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. He was not sitting around in this world, nor should you and I be in a spiritual sense. We have some very busy people who earn great livings, who work very hard. They keep their yard really neat and trim, and they keep the house painted, and they do all kinds of things. And they are not people who sit down very much in terms of physical labor. But God is concerned about us seeking in a spiritual way. Paul said this in the book of Colossians in chapter 3 and verse 1. If you then were raised with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. And we need to do that. May we concentrate on faith and not fear. May we concentrate on people and not pleasure. May we concentrate on seeking and not just sitting. And in order to do that, our hope, our elders have designed this program, this reading program, for us to concentrate on reading in order to develop a greater faith. They did not just throw this little piece together. You can find these verses in this way in many places. Go on the internet. And you can find reading the New Testament in 90 days, reading the New Testament through in a year. You can find any number of lists, but this is a very special list. Because you see, the elders thought about what we wanted to do as a congregation. And they accepted this concept of growing together. And as we started growing together in knowledge, now we want to move to growing together in faith. And one of the ways that we do that is through reading. We are, as Peter encouraged us in this great list of virtuous things that he wants us to do, add to our knowledge, add to all the kinds of concepts that you've read about over and over again. But we start with faith. We trust God and we add to that and we grow in our faith. We grow together in our faith. And then Paul, one of the things is Paul wrote some of the last words that he wrote. He encourages Timothy, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. That is the goal of our elders in our work together this quarter in growing in faith. And may God bless us to live that life of faith as we grow it. Trust God. Stop fearing. Stop thinking so much about pleasure. Concentrate on the right kinds of things and we'll grow in faith. This morning we're going to sing the next song, and it's a song, we call it a song of encouragement. It really is that. We're wanting to encourage people in our message this morning to read and to grow in faith. And it may be that one or more of you may need to be encouraged to express the faith that you have already in God. You need to express that faith in loving obedience to God, repenting of sins, and confessing His sweet name before this group and being baptized into Christ. Or it may be that you need to renew your faith in God as a child of God and express that faith that you have in repentance and prayer. Our hope, our means of encouraging you is to sing. If you need to come, please do. Let us stand and let us sing.